Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to The Tracy L. Clark Show with me, Tracy L., where I'm going to empower you and teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality to reveal the steps you need to let go of your perceived limitations. Have you had the limiting self-talk over and over? Have you noticed you allow your fears to hold you back? If you're truly ready for change, I invite you to join me, Tracy L. Clark, and start your journey of transformation now. Welcome back to this week's episode of the Tracy L. Clark Show, where every week we always bring you an ability to open your heart, change, and shift. I am known as a body whisper, where we connect you to the God consciousness. And usually we have a call-in show, as you know, and we answer your questions. But this week I'm really excited because we actually have a special guest. And as you know, when I bring guests on the show, it's usually all about timing. And this week's guest, we were going to bring on earlier. And I'm actually was so grateful that things always happened for a reason, that it got delayed to this time, because as many of you are aware, there's a lot of shifts going on the planet globally, and you're feeling them. You are feeling them both within ourselves that you're learning to let go of, but the collective. So what everybody is going through as the whole planet, we are all one. And so as the old lies drop off and the truths come out and we learn more of who we are, you really need to step into a way of being and a new way of being. And one of the things, and this is why you're going to love today's show, one of the things that I always say is that this is a way of life. This is a way of being. And what happens is, for many people, you can read a book and you get new knowledge, but that stays in the conscious programming. To get through the subconscious programming, it's about doing something repeatedly. And I always say it's a way of life. It's a way of being. And if you have never heard of light language, you may have heard it called something different. This is a beautiful way, which I see energetically and know and love. And, you know, you're just going to love our guest because she has a beautiful way of explaining it too. She'll do it way better than I will. But what I really love is the fact that it's a way to get you out. There's universal languages, but out of your head, out of that, you know, that brain that's overthinking, and really connect to the heart, because you know that when you connect to the heart, that is where true change and transformation comes from. So I am so excited to introduce you to Miss Ida Gabrielle, because she has got an incredible story. But I'm just so happy you're here, because people don't really understand the fullness of light language. So I am so happy that you're here today. Where would someone even start? How did you even start? Because this is a gift that you own, you channel, you do this more beautiful than many. I've heard many people, and I might sound a little biased to our listeners, but this is your gift. This is so beautifully channeled. How did you discover it for people who don't understand this?
Oh my goodness. First I have to say thank you, because I'm feeling the vibration. I'm feeling it from here, from the center of my heart. It's such an exciting time to be alive, yeah. You know, and light language, or speaking in tongues, right? Which is really glossolalia. And glossolalia is a Greek word, which composes of two words, glossa, which means languages, and lolia, which means talking. So this has been documented in the biblical references, you know, in Corinthians, and the ability to be able to produce a frequency through your throat. Because everything at the end of the day is energy. Everything is a type of a sonic wave. And it's beautiful because science is coming up to prove and show that to us. Those who follow and look at Joe Dispenza, Dr. Lipton, they're all proving that the end of the day, everything is a resonance, a wave.
Yes.
So in my personal journey, I didn't know what light language was. I was at a conference out west. I went on a 4-day retreat in the beautiful area of Lake Louise.
Oh, gorgeous there. So beautiful.
The Archangel Michael. So yes. I went on a 4-day retreat there. And at the breakfast table, as you mingle and you meet with people at a retreat, a lady was talking about light language. And so, of course, I turned around. I'm like, well, this is fascinating. What is that? And then she explained that it's something that she channels. And of course, as a good person that I am, I'm like, can you channel right now? Can you do that? Can you show me? Can you prove it? You know?
Yeah.
And she looked around and there was only 4 of us having breakfast with her. And she said, yes, I can do that. And so she decided to channel some light language. And it was beautiful. And I didn't understand what she was saying. And then my second natural curious question was, well, do you understand what you're saying? What did you just say to us, right? And the woman said, yes, I can. And so she translated what she was saying at that moment. And later on, she finished by saying, what I just gifted you guys can open it up in you as well.
Yeah.
I thought nothing of it. You know, and then lo and behold, a year later, I was doing a very deep meditation, group meditation called the Ananda Mandala. And at the end of that meditation, something erupted through my throat.
Yeah.
With that eruption, of course, thank God I had one little bit of a reference, because a part of me thought I was just like, I'm done for it. That's it.
You know, cuckoo. What's happening?
Totally, yeah. totally.
I hear you.
At least I was in the sensory understanding that what's happening is not done by me.
Yeah.
And that's a scary feeling to experience, because it's like it's happening to you or through you.
Yes. And you can't control it. Like, it just keeps going, right? Like, you can't, it's not something you can control. And for the listeners, I want to actually validate what you were just saying, is that I know people and have friends in my circle as well, that when they have spoken in tongues, they've gone to other countries. And they said to them, like you said, do you know what you just said? And they're like, no. They said, well, you said, blah, blah, and it was their language. But he didn't know he was channeling their language, but he just heard and felt as that God presence came through to channel it. And so, which gives reference back. And I love that, because so often we discount things that are just meant to be so gifted. It's beautiful.
Absolutely. And it would be frightening, you know, because as a whole, what we are currently experiencing, and you mentioned it, yeah. The earth is a sentient being. She's alive. And she actually put us on notice in 2012 that she's ascending. Mm-hmm. And all ascension is a trajectory that is already pre-written, be it in the stars, but the creator, God, creatrix, however you want to refer to source.
Correct.
Source has a continuum spiral, and the spiral is going, you know, and we're on this ride. So ascension is going to happen with or without us, you know, having to actually physically do something. Yeah. And that's what I find is hard sometimes, because once we are in the stages of the ascensions, and there are different stages for us personally. The first one is just the waking up and understanding that there's more than just your 9-to-5, that there's more than just mortgages, that there's more to just, like, you know, paying and doing things that you were told to because your parents told you that. So when you're able to usually wake up from what I call the first step, you then all of a sudden become a seeker. You become a seeker, and something inside you wakes up and you start wanting to find out more. Like, how does this work? How does that work? What is this? You know, and in my seeking, because really that's where I was when I was on that retreat. Yeah. I was a seeker at that point. You know, I was no longer content, and I wanted to have questions answered.
And you wake up and you kind of go, wait a minute, I think everything, like you just said, I've been taught is this lie. Now I got to go find different truths, and it's not mainstream. It's getting better now. But when you woke up, I woke up, it wasn't like, it's like full on mainstream, right? So yeah, seeking and moving, because we all have different gifts.
Absolutely. And then the first thing you do is you find others. You find others who've been, like, already practicing it, or maybe they're doing something that you find absolutely resonates with you or fascinates you, because those are all hints. Yes. Those are all kind of like little, what I like to call as remembering something. yeah. you know, for you and of you, so you can get your medicine out, your gift out, your light, you know. And light language, in my understanding, because the ascension, personal ascension, there's only one person that we know of, at least, that we have record of that ascended, is the biblical Enoch.
Yeah.
So Enoch ascended because in it, in the writings, God took him.
Yes.
And in the process, there was another gentleman also named Enoch writing and recording this ascension process where the chariots of fire came, the Elohim came, you know, so we do have a recording of the ascension,
yes.
you know, and the ascension really, this is my understanding of it, is that eventually at some point, because currently you have the soul that is in this body having this human experience, right? But ascension is being able to transcend to such a level that you can leave your body at will.
Yes.
Or in Enoch's case, God collected him.
Yes. Right?
So again, high esoteric, just opening a conversation, talking about it, you know, because again, our understanding is set on precedence. We only know what we know.
Correct.
We cannot know what we don't know, but once we know something, we cannot know it. So it's fascinating.
Like riding a bike, I say. Once you learn to ride a bike, you can never learn to unride a bike.
Yeah.
So even if you try to learn to unride a bike and you get on the bike, you'll still know how to ride the bike.
Right. So because of that, we're unique because we literally, once you get to the second stage of seeking, right, you're then at some point, something beautiful is going to happen to you and you will understand polarity.
Yes.
So once you understand polarity, then you understand that in reality, there's two of you, you know, and this came to me very clearly when I tried to end myself. So in that process of in my deep depression, you know, and having PTSD, you know, and I can't say it was totally from my job of serving 23 years in the military. I think it's a combined life experience. You know,
I agree with you, actually.
You know, it's a combined life experience of traumas, of you know, being a biracial child, immigrating to Canada, having first been brought up in an Eastern mentality, and then having to understand the Western mentality, which by itself is a duality of two different, very different systems. You know, communism versus, you know, capitalism, they sit on the opposite sides of the spectrum. Right. So all these things that we have in our world that comes in opposites, there's so many opposites. And eventually you come to this realization that you two are made up of two. So in my case, it was very clear, you know, it's like, if I'm going to end myself, then the logical question is, well, who's ending who?
Yeah.
And then it gets really scary. Right. So then your mind came into the thing is like, wow. So then. Then there's like, then you really understand polarity and duality. And from that point on, what happens is there's a part of you that becomes the witness to you having this journey here. And that's a very, very, very powerful situation to find yourself in, because once you understand that duality and you can become your own witness, everything is like a homecoming. It's like a homecoming, and you become lighter in the sense that it's okay to make mistakes.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be perfect. You know, like we're here to learn. And
part
of
the only way we learn too, you got to fall on your butt or how you know, if we don't fall down, you're not going to figure it out on how to do it better for yourself, right? Let go of the things that don't matter. And it's so true. And again, old programmings, right? That sit into the system.
Right.
They get stuck and they just run. And people don't even know they're running back there. They just are running it because the awareness hasn't come full on to them.
And with that awareness, you're able to actually do that, which you're also like, which you're amazing at, because that's where you come in. You help people to get rid of these programs. But how can you realize a program if you don't realize at the beginning that you are programmable? So you need to get understanding that as a witness, you're watching yourself and it's like, wait a minute. Yeah, that's right. That's a program.
Yeah.
That's not me. That's something I learned.
And if people would start to see, I always say, look at the body kind of like a computer. We reprogram our computers all the time, right? We take old programs out. We upgrade to new programs. And it's a simpler way for people that don't quite get it. Like you and I would get it, but to just so the listeners would understand, it's like that. It's like you have a virus. You scan your virus on your computer. You can scan your viruses in your body. And I think that's where light language really, like I said, it's what I like about it. Is because it does, it's another form. And I know even myself, when you go into it, it's another form of just really connecting in the heart and expanding beyond the brain and the mind that really keep you safe, right? It's a good way to get out of the brain and the mind, which does keep you safe, and get into those programs. What was it like when you first started to channel? What was going through your body, your space, when all of a sudden this light language starts to come, you explode through the throat and you're like, whoa, what's happening here?
Yeah, no, it's beautiful because when it started happening, I thought I was a little bit nutty. Then two, I started doing two things. I started to just like, I couldn't help it. It was just coming. And all of it was coming, especially at night as I would lie in the bed, and it would come to myself, onto myself. So a lot of it would be like geared towards me. And at the same time, I would start to kind of gently try to find people that I resonated with that I thought were experts. Yeah. So I continued my seeking and ask experts to say, hey, this is what is happening to me. What do you think? You know? And it was beautiful to get validations from different people, including yes. from yourself, whom I consider a great expert in what you do, as having this be, you know, quote unquote real, you know?
Yeah.
You know?
Well, and if people see and feel energy like I do, and I don't know, maybe you might have a little light language message for our listeners. We'll see. I won't put you on the spot. I know how that works. You have to be ready. But yeah, it's true. And when it channels through you and through, you see, I also see the other energies you're working with, but it's very, the only way I can describe it to the listeners, it's very opening of the heart. So did you notice when you started to speak more through and discover light language? Because a lot of people, I want to bring this up for people that may have some resistance to light language. What is the number one barrier you see if someone has resistance to, they say, oh, it's speaking in tongues or that's light language? Why? Because I don't even know the full answer to this. So you may know, is why have people, in your opinion, you've resisted or put that down as crazy or silly, or why would you doing that? I know what I would probably say, but I'd love to hear your answer to that.
Yeah, for me, the resistance comes, especially the highest resistance, yeah. usually comes from A, not being exposed to the correct frequencies. Because okay. I, in my experience, I haven't met anybody who heard the correct frequencies resist it. It's more like dumbfounding, mind blowing, and then they have to go back and continue the conversation with their egoic state. So to me, really, is they didn't fully unplug yet. Mm-hmm. You know, so that duality, polarity didn't fully occur for them yet. You see, because this ascension situation is very personal, and we have to be very gentle because all of us are at different levels of it, and there's no need to compare because people are at different levels.
And I think I just got chills as you said that. And I really want our listeners, so the people that can see us can see us. And we got the listeners that'll hear us. And I really want for the listeners that, you know, maybe can't see us live right now to understand that what you just said is so key right now. The spirit of comparison has become so strong in our society. And when you're growing, I always say it's a ladder of life. We're all just learning. People pull us up. We pull people up. They pull people up. And we're constantly moving. But that also, which gives us beautiful flow. And I think this is one of those beautiful spaces that you touched on that people need to understand is it is a time to stop comparing. And one of the things I do love about what you said with the light language is it's also connecting, and it's practicing. Like I said, it's doing it every day. It's incorporating it into your world. It's like everything we do when we wake up and we want to continue to grow. We don't just wake up and then that's it. We got to keep watering our gardens, right? We got to keep growing and watering, which is doing new things, practicing new things. So when when you actually started to tap in more into the light language, I know for me, it comes and goes for me. For you, like, and I don't mean like comes and goes, like, I mean, it wouldn't be every day for me, but it would be a couple of times a week, a ton of channels through, right? Very different. For you, I know it's a stronger space because we all have our different ways of how we connect through. If somebody's first learning or they're listening, and sometimes the one thing I love about you, yours is like a song. Yours is like a song when you channel the light language. So if somebody does hear that, and to get them out of comparison and they want to start to really learn more about integrating the light language, what would you suggest?
Well, I suggest that if it did break through, you have to use it as much as possible, to the point where the number one directive is, the reason that you got it is yours. It's like there's 13 steps in ascension. So when you start channeling, you're at step 7, you know, and I'm only giving this because our minds, we need framework.
Absolutely.
Without framework, we get weird and we don't understand it. And you know, it's hard for our mind to have no boundaries and no concepts. We like lists, we like checking, we like stacking. So for your mind's purpose, there's approximately 13 steps to ascension. You won't reach 13 in this lifetime. No point in even trying. That's Buddha. That's Enoch. You know, they left their body. You know, we're here. So one of the highest versions that you can get currently is the ability to channel. But if it comes through, it doesn't mean that from the waking point to the 7th point, you did all your work. Mm-hmm. So people can have some channeling, but they still didn't do their work.
Exactly.
Still didn't figure out things in polarity, in resonance, in flow, you know, in the mystical marriage. Those are all internal alchemy that needs to happen. Because if we get to the state where your spirit and your ego fully merge and you're operating from God's will in here, you actually stop trying.
Yeah, amen. It's true. It becomes a flow. It's just a way of being. It's a way of living.
Way of being.
And that's what I love so much about you say. I always say, this is a way of being. This is just a way of life. And it's not, like you said, it's not work. It's actually beautiful because it does flow. It just comes naturally and you're listening, but you're listening to yourself. You're hearing what you're hearing. You're seeing what you're seeing, and it's flowing together, which makes it easier to function in your day-to-day life too.
Yeah. And your whole life might, because of that, like completely change. It could, you know, you thought you were going this way and you did a 180, you're going that way. Right. So, you know, and you're okay. And you go with it because you're going with whatever is directed to go through you. That's why many a times, like people in the spiritual community, once you start seeking and you see, people never thought they would end up where they were.
No.
Like,
no.
Years, did you imagine, like, oh, I'm going to be like a body intuitive, body whisperer? Having, you know?
People ask me that. They're like, when you started on your journey, like my journey has been now over 16 years, but I had to do all my, you know, I had to clean out my own garbage. And you're always cleaning out, something comes up, but it's easier. What takes a little bit, you know, like you're saying before, it would have taken maybe 6 months, you can do in a matter of a day or two now, right? But it is, if people ask me, did you think you would be doing what you're doing, helping people and, you know, writing and doing the show? I'm like, hell no. If you'd asked me like even 6-7 years ago, no, you know, like, and it all just kept morphing and moving. And I think this is a beautiful gift that we get in what we do and helping people, is to understand that for everyone listening, don't ever put barriers or cages around yourself of what it's going to look like or has to look like. And this is what I love about what you do with light language and what I do with the body, is it expands you to really seeing that life, you can change your life in a minute. And if you have the right little things that work for you, right, then you can start to create a difference and really change your world. You don't have to live in that same, like you said, 9-to-5, pay your taxes, go to sleep, have a baby, get a mortgage, and then die. Like, really is how we've been programmed. And I think what I love too about the light language, I know we're going to have to go to break soon, but what I really love about the light language is that, like I said, it's freeing. And didn't you find that when you started channeling? Like, I know I said it a couple times, but it gets you out of the mental processing. Did you find that when you channel, it's so freeing in the heart?
Right, because by the time like the channeling occurred to me, I already had my polarity. So I'm, and once you have that, it's like you said, like riding a bike. So yeah. My whole life now is I'm witnessing my own life.
Yeah.
So I was witnessing me producing this. So I'm like, oh, and I'm lying there like, oh. it was my own party, you know? And it was fascinating because the more you do it, and with that, I understand in block thought form what they're saying now. Also, there's more than one language that comes through, and they can also explain to me where it originates, you know? So it's becoming more fascinating. So it's like you're never alone. That's what it is. And now, literally, I know I'm never alone. Like literally,
yeah. You're channeling.
I have people with me here, you know,
all the time. We have all these people, and you know, I want you to hold that thought because I know we have to go to break, but I want you to hold that thought because when we come back after break, I want to dive a little bit more into that in alone. Maybe we'll see if spirit in you would like to maybe have something to offer the listeners.
Absolutely.
But again, you can tune into that. No pressure there because I know how that works and the pureness. But for people that really would like to, I love what you're doing. I love how you connect to the community. You and I have the same beautiful bond of helping to transition. For people that really want to learn more light language, how can they reach out to you? How can they find you?
Okay, so right now, what I have actually is I have a 2-day workshop coming up in September, and then I won't be doing any for a little bit. But in that 2-day workshop, people will get an understanding of light language. They will get an understanding of ascension because it's an ascension workshop. You get to go through 4 different meditations, very powerful group meditations. You get to understand about frequency, color, coding, how it affects your body. Basically, it's on event tribute. And for your listeners, there's a special code. It's TLCVIP. TLCVIP. Those decide to join and they're your listeners only, you know, they'll get a 25% discount if they wish to join for that experience.
Wow.
And that's all for now, because that's what they're guiding me. And we'll see 2020.
Awesome. I love it. TLC VIP. So yeah. We're going to make sure too on the video that you'll get the link. I'll put that link below. So after when you watch the replay, so hold tight and we're going to be right back with a little bit more light language for you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
If you struggle with fear and anxiety, you know how powerless and stuck these emotions can make you feel. You've tried everything, but nothing helped you overcome these blocks. Dr. Friedman Schaub, award-winning author of The Fear and Anxiety Solution, created a special program which helped thousands of his clients to become healthy, happy, and confident again. Learn how to eliminate negative self-talk, let go of your emotional baggage, and replace limiting beliefs. With Dr. Friedman's accelerated program, you can break through your challenges. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Gen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Gen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on transformationtalkradio.com and visit jenniferzellup.com to thrive with Jen.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
Welcome back. You know, we are talking about light language and really how it can help open your heart. And we were on the break talking about a little bit about the fear that's going on the planet. And you got that message of that channeling. Do you want to do that right now to open?
Absolutely. It? Absolutely. But just before I do that, if I may, just so if you are listening now, before I actually do the transmission, it'd be very helpful if you drink some water. And the reason being is because light language is a frequency. So when it hits your body, right, it is easier for it to assist to program. And the way that it works, and do not be afraid, because the programming works on individual basis. So even though what's coming out might seem like it's one, each of you perceives it differently, and each of you will receive it differently. And you receive it in the way that you need it. So for those people who are familiar with the chakra systems or the energy wheels in Sanskrit and in the Indian traditions, because they're the keepers of the energy wheel knowledge, the only thing I want to add to that is each wheel actually vibrates at a hertz. And each of those hertz have a corresponding note. So what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be working and channeling with the background music going to be playing in 432 hertz, which is A for those who play music, all right? And we're going to be looking at our root chakra. The color is red, and that's your base. So that's the fear. That's the big, big, big root that attaches us to and holds on to things that we no longer need. So if you can imagine just like even red color or the root, have some water, and I'm going to give some channeling. And by the way, I know this might be a little bit of information, but when I perceive or go through energy, and I'm sure Tracy sees this, I know she does, is literally each of us human beings, when we have our energy wheels, we have a bubble around us.
Yes.
And this magnetic bubble around us, because we can only see so much. They already proved in science that there's more and beyond this little window of what we see and what we hear. Dogs are an example of it because they hear above. There's a dog whistle that humans can hear, but a dog can hear. So in our bubble, there's always movement here. And this is where it opens up. This is the electric magnetic field that opens up. This is the field Tracy's always talking about. This is what allows us to touch and lock with each other and understand how you're feeling. And how do I understand your feeling? Our bubbles are talking.
That's
right.
So
we're going to concentrate on this. We're going to just close your eyes and enjoy. I'm going to prepare the sound here. And then would love to hear what...
Be open to receive, and even don't... Just be open to receive something different. And your body, like I was saying, with the frequencies, and just take them all in and allow it. No different than when you listen to that high vibe music she's putting on.
Mm-hmm.
And feel it in the heart. And it is a time to let go of fear. It is a time to trust and to know and believe that your spirit teams and the God consciousness has you, and that you're going to be okay. And this is why I'm so blessed. So just sit back and enjoy, and let's open.
It comes through my hands sometimes too in the form of signing. So it actually signs the words too. And that's okay because people can get coded twice. Those by sound and those by visuals as well. Okay. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Take a deep breath in. And breathe out. Gently releasing all thought. Focusing gently just where you are sitting and melting into your surrounding. Take a deep breath in and breathe out. Allow the words to go into your being and into your body. So grateful and delighted that you are here and you made it. Matesha kanela turata fama atisha. Kalaratatina na akana titigiti. It is utmost of importance. Mulukutukarate ekinata fama tirita latare tekishina fama a. Okay, they want you to connect your sacral chakra. Mala akirita fama akarate from your root to your sacral, root to your sacral connection. Pere ahana tefama kilarate tishina fama akana talarate eshina ma akane. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Me ekereta la tishina fama akara tuluru allow the adjustment of remembrance, of remembrance, of remembrance. Do you know who you are? Great beings of light. Muhana akura ta ashina akirita latirita na tefema akara kana te kereta atishina fama ahani. Capability niherata ukuruta fama akara. Connecting to source direct. Mulara ahenata fama kurata kashina tiri kuna akara ta tashina akara. The source is within you. Mihena akalara te etishina fama akirita latara. That's why prayers work. Mala akura na teshina makinete. Raha akane ekereta la tirita na tafamahane. Raha na tekere la tusha na hane tekina tafamahakarate na tara. Tereta na ashine te ekereta. When you remember, mula rata eshina akana tekina tuna tafamahakarata. Fear, me ekinata na tuteshina akinata na a, cannot reside. Taharata kashana tinata kana titinata na ani. Mahana ekereta ashana a. Laharata ishana a kaka kaka. Okay, they're saying you all know Tracy's Tap Your Heart Center. So they want you to tap your heart center and they're just going to give a transmission to your heart. Okay, wow. One last transmission to your heart. Pera ru ri ra akuri ana ra akara ra 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 ru ahane akuri ra ra ru ri ra ari ara ra 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 I ara ri ru ru thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Wow. You know, interesting. Thank you. I had a pop behind my shoulder blade. That's what people have to understand. It's beautiful. It's like song, and it's now I feel like I want to have a nap. You know, and this is that vibration that if I want people to just hold that and feel that. And
how the body is letting go and how it's releasing in the areas that you don't even need to really focus on. Just let that wave of transmission that just happened go in and out and in and out. And you have a message for people through that transmission. Mm-hmm. Would you like to share it?
There is nothing to be afraid of anymore. In the past, there was, because we are multidimensional. So it's like a layered cake. And people are having different experiences within the layers. So I want everyone to know that the highest layer of fear has been lifted. It is gone. It is no longer on this planet. It is gone. Going to have remnants of it. There's things we have to work through. There's things we have to work out.
Yes.
And the biggest message is you're in the best possible time because you're here just with your sheer being. And you're working on yourself, creating the change and bringing back the cities of light, you know?
Yeah. And just that space of that love. And It's so true, guys. Like, for our listeners, you've heard this before, but I want you to feel this after the transmission or your chills make me almost well up. Is that love does conquer all. It takes care of everything. And I have chills as I say this because This is so true. If you can embrace it and remember that and feel this transmission, because I agree, what I see is the cleaning of the fear going on the in the energy of the planet that had held on for so long, it isn't there, but it's the remnants, right? This is like, okay, it's lifted. Now we get to walk through and create something better. And this transmission, if people can listen to it again, whether you're on my YouTube or the Facebook, you'll have it as well. I keep hearing that it's important for the listeners to hear it a few times. What do you say to that when I say it? Because I'm being told very clearly.
No, it's absolutely. And with any recordings of light languages, the reason you listen it to multiple times, because each time, like I mentioned it, it's like it's a gift that keeps on giving.
Yeah,
you know, it's because the language of light is actually, it's a triangle. So it has shapes, it has frequencies, and it has color. And that is how the creator, creatrix, the source, that is how things are recorded. And you might be saying, oh, what are you talking about? Well, I'll give you an example. For example, phosphorus, which is 1% in your body, right? Found in your DNA helix, the double strand, one component is phosphorus. Phosphorus comes in white and red, and it is in your body, 1% in your bone. Yeah. Okay. Phosphorus also can illuminate in cold temperature. It actually glows. Yeah. Right. So, and the shape of it is a cube. So everything I'm telling you, the end result of everything that appears solid, once you start studying and you dive into it, always is sound, light, and shape. And even all those three are the same. It's a triangle. And that's how the creator creates.
Yeah. And I love also what you're saying, because, you know, quite often I say to people, if you're having a rough day or bad day or something feels like it's in the space, put on some of the most beautiful music, right? Like just listen and let it go, because that sound that's coming through will transform your day, and it can very quickly change you. I was just saying, you're going to be putting a CD together, correct? You do know that, right?
Yeah.
I just saw they showed like you've got these CDs. Like, I'm not, I get it. Old world is CD. We don't use them anymore. But I actually, because I can, you can see people are like, I can hear they're like, oh, you got to remind her. If you were like, can I get like this on an actual audio CD that, you know, it's probably ends up on iTunes or somewhere, but you can see where, there's another level, and I want to pass that on to you, because you can see there's another level of how you take this that really, it's going to, one of the things it does as well for our listeners is, you had mentioned at the beginning, is about tongues and how that had come through the ages. And so it is, it's all tongues, light language, but also what's happening with, no matter what you guys call it, it's breaking down the barriers of what was keeping us separate. And you and I talked about this before with, we have spirituality, then you have science, then you have ministry, right? And the goal now, guys, is we got to break down all those divisions, all those barriers, and we start to collapse, right? Because they've been in separate camps for so long. And so to understand that it doesn't matter even what you call it, that just to channel that beautiful source energy that, and I love what you said before, and I keep hearing to remind people, you're not alone. And when you can use this language, you're not alone.
Yeah. And that's the biggest portion of, the proverbial fall from grace, right? Because in that fall is where you feel the isolation and the alienation. And once that fall is married back, you know, it's like the mystical marriage, because you remember who you are. Because even in the fall, even our shadows, even whatever we have, it's still God's source.
Yeah.
Right? So it's still God's source. So once the acknowledgement, the cleaning, the loving, and bringing it back together, then all the wounds become healed and you become at peace, you know, and you realize you're not alone because you're a witness to your own journey. Like literally, we're so self-contained. You don't need to go, oh, I love you, you know, because you this is who you need to love first.
Yeah.
And once you do that, you're complete. You come as a complete entity.
Amen. And that is what I also love about the light language and the work you and I both do, is it's reminding you that it all starts with you inside. Mm-hmm. And unfortunately, many of us didn't learn love from a small age, that it was inside, right? We thought love was by achieving or competing, or it's like, it's kind of like our parents are kind of like coaches on a football field, right? You got to do this, you got to do that. Where are you, right? And so we kind of picked that programming up. And now the bodies are waking up, and light language does that so much that it just allows the return to love back within the body, the soul, the spirit. And that is why I really was excited for people to hear what you do so they could feel it, because it's a feeling. And guys, love is a real feeling. It's a feeling inside and it comes out. And you know, that's why people cry, when they can feel so much love and beauty. And I know I've experienced awakenings when you feel that touch of that God, you know, consciousness coming through. And until you feel the touch, then you realize that that's the love. That's the real love. And you don't need to go find it outside. No. It's inside.
And what you're saying is so amazing, because it's like, it's almost like you volunteered to come, you know, to have a human experience, but you're coming with all these veils. You can't remember anything. Initially, you feel in your intuition, your gut, that it should be about love. Like, oh, my parents should love each other. Oh, why are they fighting?
No.
What's happening here? And then like you get program. And then eventually, like, you're looking for someone to aid you, to hold you, to love you. And then everything turns upside down. Mm-hmm. You have like, you have your midlife crisis, or what in shamanism is known as, you know, you're going from your base of materialism into the triangle base of spiritualism. And then you have a breakdown, you're seeking, and that is the whole point. Yeah. You came with love, but you don't remember how to activate it. And then at some point you will activate it, you know? And once you activate it, then we can operate it. And the whole beauty is hopefully more of us can activate it at the same time. So the whole pleasant experience of life can be shared.
Yeah, and be enjoyed and be celebrating each other and celebrating where we're going and how we're doing it. And it is true. And for people to understand that whether if you are waking up or you have woken up, it's not all glory, namaste, space. No. When we truly wake up, guys, and you truly connect, and I've seen it, you've seen it, you've experienced with light language and learning to connect to the God consciousness, you also are ripping off the old, which can make it feel very suffering. And I'm sure you've seen that with people that have even gone into light language. They've gone into their own little bit of a trauma because it's ripping off what they don't need anymore, which has been part of them for so long. That's a trauma.
It's a huge trauma. You have to be tough, you know, and the toughness that usually eventually comes out of you is devotion, persistence, your commitment to hope, your commitment to love, because those will carry you through the dark patches. Because to me, I see a ratio. And the ratio is almost like, and I use the symbol, it's almost like the infinity symbol. Yeah. So the darkness in you equates the light in you.
Yeah.
It comes in equal ratios. So if you're battling the darkness in you, you know, there's light on the other side, but it is going to be a battle within. It yes. is. And there's going to be uncomfortable days. There's going to be days on when you're questioning. There's yeah. days when you're praying, why is this happening? Because at that point, a part of you cannot see. Yeah. You cannot see beyond here and it feels painful. But eventually there'll come a point where you'll be out of this and your head won't be close to the wall. And then the witness in you goes, oh yeah, we had to go through this. This was yes. because underneath that, we collected this now.
And it's with a this, beauty.
Yeah. And then with this, we can serve, right? Because everything in life is design and service, right?
As you oh, amen, all in service. You know, it's funny when you say that, I remember it, only a couple years into my journey of waking up, you triggered a memory and I was so angry. Everything was blowing apart. Everything, I'm like, I don't want to wake up. Put me back to sleep. I literally moved my whole bedroom around, which is was heavy, heavy, heavy wooden yeah. furniture. I had that much strength and anger coming out. I'm certain if anybody saw me, they'd be like, crazy lady. But, you know, and I had to get out. And like you said, the light comes on the other day. The light starts to shine up. And this is what people really need to understand. And I want you to share again. I know I can't believe we're getting to the top of the hour. Again, share the workshop. Where can they find it?
Absolutely.
And before you do that, sorry to cut you up. Can they also find you on the Facebook group? Because I know you hop on every once in a while. You have your Facebook group.
Yes. So I have a closed Facebook group. You know, and people come on, can come on to it. But it's a little bit for more advanced people who like already have the third eye open and it's pretty much called, solar and lunar eclipse, okay. Light workers for Gaia.
So this is for people that have already had a little bit of experience. You've already been on your journey. You're very aware. You're ready to receive. That's where that collection would go. Of
course. Correct. Because okay. you are there to use some of your medicine to yes. enhance your medicine for the collective service as
Perfect.
We interact and actually do work with Gaia, which is Earth, which is, yes. which is our home. So that's okay. that. Okay. For the workshop is Ascension workshop where I go from baby steps and day two, it's a little bit more advanced, which is okay if you're willing to be stretched, you know, and you come in and you're going to be in the energy for 2 days so you can actually experience it and feel it. You'll be in a group because it's very interactive, which is very important to sharing because when we share, we understand we're not alone. And that's imperative for us because we all believe we're alone until you're like, oh, that happened to you too. And then all of a sudden it opens up the wall. So it's at Aloft Hotel. I will leave a link, which is at Eventbrite. It's yeah. called Ascension 2-day workshop, Pisces full moon. So I'll send the link. And of course your listeners get TLC VIP as the code if they purchase the 2-day pass. And the commitment is for 2 days.
Yeah.
You know, and some people are actually staying overnight in the hotel because they do get hit with energies, yes. which is great because in the adjustments, you might need to rest a little more, which you kind of make a 2-day spa for yourself, right?
Some days I find with those either you're like on a high and you just keep on going or you're like, oh, I need to unplug and really go within. And I think that's the most beautiful space. What would be some final words you have for our listeners before we have to sign up?
I say this, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid because the biggest fear of fear is fear itself. You know, don't be afraid. And I say that because I was governed by fear a lot, you know, and I never thought I'd be where I would be. I mean, I was a very logical person, 23 years in the military. I thought like the way to love is to fight bad guys. So we're helping the world by fighting bad guys until it dawned on to me in Afghanistan that, oh my God, I think we're the bad guys. And then that totally shifted my mind and lost a lot of footing into how our society is structured, making me question things and opened me into a journey. And now I'm at the point where like, no, if you have God on your side, if you have the light on your side, if you have a love on your side, which is all the same thing, you stand in a type of righteousness that you illuminate and fear cannot come near you.
Amen. Take that in. I love it. Make sure you check out the Eventbrite. I'm so happy you joined us. We will see you here next week. I am so happy you came, and we will have you again. And for everybody, make sure you're here next week. We're going to do another call-in show, shift some energy for you. Check us out at TracyLClark.com as well. And let's keep shifting together and making the world so much better place. Have an incredible day, and thank you again.
Thank you.
We will see you. Many loves, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Tracy L, where I teach you how to live your extraordinary life. Tune in every Tuesday, 8 a.m. Pacific, on Transformation Talk Radio, where I combine ministry, science, and spirituality, revealing the steps you need to transcend perceived limitations. As a remarkable leader and pioneer in my field, I, Tracy L, will provide insights energetically and the tools required to move you forward. For more information on my partnership program, check us out at TracyLClark.com.